Hey friends, it's so awesome that you're here with us today. Let's stand up, let's praise God with some music.
Yes, let's worship.
Yeah. Oh. I know someone who makes me happy. I know someone who makes me dance. He's the reason my feet are moving. He's the reason I'm gonna lift my hands and clap, clap, clap to the sound. Jump, yeah. Jump up and down. Spin, spin, spin all around. I'm singing it out. One, two, three, four. Jesus is the very best friend. Someone who makes me dance. He's the reason that my feet are moving. He's the reason I'm gonna lift my hands and clap, clap, clap to the sound. Jump, yeah, jump up and down. Spin, spin, spin all around. I'm singing it out.
One, two, three, four.
Jesus is the very friend, the very best friend I know.
I know.
Jesus.
We're getting ready for our story now. So let's put on your pay attention glasses. What do you see?
Fireworks. Ooh, I know, right?
Those are cool glasses.
Mine are donuts.
Okay. Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Those are better than mine, but I still have them. Put your pay attention, listening ears on now that you got your glasses.
Click them on tight.
And let's get our...
He means on three, let's zip, lock, and button. Ready? One, two, three. Zip, lock, and button. Today we have a really exciting part of the Big God story to discover. Before we get started, let's pray and ask God to teach us.
God, you are awesome. You are so good. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for helping us learn today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So, we're going to talk about today that God is faithful. That means he is full of faith. And it means that God does everything he says he will do. We can trust him. We can count on it. And if God makes a promise, it always happens, friends. And so God promised to help his people that were a long way from home, returned to where they were supposed to be, the promised land of Israel.
God's people had been living in a land that was not their own for many, many years, Pastor Chris. Mm-hmm. One day, the land they were living in was taken over by the king of Persia, King Cyrus. Well, many, many years before all this happened, God told a prophet all about this King Cyrus.
God knew many, many years before?
Oh, yes. Wow. God knows absolutely everything. The prophet wrote down everything God had told him. Cyrus was going to help God's people build a temple for God in Jerusalem. God's people would return to their homes in Jerusalem. This was like a whoop, whoop. This is a good thing. People everywhere would bring gifts for the Lord God of Israel. Gold, silver, sheep, goats. Do that one. Right?
I don't know.
Any offerings they chose. The gifts would be used in God's temple in Jerusalem.
Oh.
What were the people to bring as one of the offerings to the Lord God? They said it. Did you hear it?
Did silver and gold.
That's right. Woo-hoo. Silver and gold.
And some animals, too, that made better noises than I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So what do you think King Cyrus did when he heard the words God had spoken to the prophets so long ago? Good thinking. Cyrus knew what he had to do. He sent the message that God had spoke to the prophets to all the Jewish people in the kingdom. The message that they could go home. Woo! When the Israelites heard this news, many of God's people decided to leave the land of Babylon and return to the promised land with their families. Oh, that'd be so
nice.
Cool. When it was time to go, the people gathered all their things together, all the gold, silver, animals, sheep, goats, everything, and to give to God for the temple. So why did they want to rebuild God's temple? That's pretty good. The temple was the place where God's people could gather to worship him.
That's right. After many years of living in a land that was not their own, God's people, the Israelites, were able to go back to the land they'd been taken from so long ago. The people sang and praised. I bet they danced, right? And they praised God as they returned. Well, the first thing that the Israelites did when they got there was stop and give an offering to the Lord. Why do you think the people gave an offering to the Lord? They are on it today. That is right. They were worshiping God for who he is and all that he had done.
God is faithful. So God's people, the Israelites, were home.
Yay!
But
their
home had been destroyed.
Oh, no.
They had to rebuild it. So the people got to work. Together, the people worked for many years. They worked on the temple. And they started building it. And as they worked, people from the neighboring towns tried to stop them. But God was faithful. He was true to his word and did what he said he was going to do. He protected them from their enemies. And when a new king came to power, he was given a letter that reminded him of the rule King Cyrus had made. That's kind of cool. So the new king knew what to do to honor the promises that were made before him to God and his people. So he honored the Israelites and the true God by sending even more silver and gold so they could complete the temple.
Awesome. And I bet it looked amazing when it was done.
It did.
Right?
Should we put a roof on?
Let's do it.
All right. There we go. Here, like this. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like this. The temple was finished!
Yay!
God was faithful. He brought his people home and provided everything that they needed.
Every single thing.
Everything they needed to rebuild the temple. He showed the Israelites what needed to be done. Mm-hmm. And they could worship him and his people. Friends, God knew that one day his people would be living far from home in Babylon. So he made a plan to be sure that they could return one day. Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
That is awesome.
God was faithful to care for his people. And just as God was faithful to care for the Israelites so many, many years ago, he's faithful to care for us today. He's always with us. We'll always do what he says he'll do because God is faithful and we can trust him.
That is good. We can trust God always, friends. And because today we heard about how he was faithful to the Israelites by allowing them to rebuild the temple. Mm-hmm. But guess what? God is still faithful today. He's faithful to us even right now. So is God faithful?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. So do you think, I think this is going to be your favorite part, that the Israelites celebrated God's faithfulness? What do you think, friends? Yeah, they did a lot of celebrating. In fact, the Bible tells us when they were free to return home and build the temple, they began to sing, la, maybe better than that. But we can also celebrate how God is faithful to us today. And I think we should sing.
I think we sure do. It's time for the blessing. So let's put your hands up as you're going to receive something. God is faithful. He will give you everything you need as you serve him and others.